Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding my Sasheni Daf Mem Beis in the Oiz V'Ador edition, Perek Revi in Halacha Hey, in the middle of the Mishnah. We're starting in Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. The Mishnah says the following: Hameniach Iso Shel Ma'is Sasheni. As Reb Chaim explains, based on the Gemara, we're talking about here a poyel, someone who's working by an Amaretz, and he sees that the Amaretz is being mafrish one Isar of Ma'is Hasheni. Meaning the poyel sees his boss taking out one Isar, says this is Ma'is Hasheni. So he sees this Amaretz is very careful to do Ma'is Hasheni. And in the Gra, the Gir says that Isar, not only putting money aside, but also Ochal, he's doing Ma'is Hasheni. He actually put fruits for Ma'is Hasheni and he gave the Kedusha Ma'is Hasheni. So now this Mishnah holds at this stage that if you know somebody's doing Ma'is Hasheni, he for sure did Ma'aseh Rishon as well. We rely on it. If someone is doing one Ma'aseh, he probably did the first Ma'aseh, the earlier Ma'aseh before that. So if he did one of Ma'aseh Sheni, that means there's nine which are chulin, because Ma'aseh Sheni is 10%. So if I have one which is Ma'aseh Sheni, that means there's nine which is chulin. And how much is Ma'aseh Rishon? It must be that this person had enough. The once he took out the Ma'aseh Rishon, what's left is 10. And now he takes out 10% of Ma'aseh Sheni, and what's left is 9. How much did he have originally to take on Ma'aseh Rishon that will be left 10? So the math is actually simple, because we know that every time Ma'aseh is 10% of the whole. So if 10, whatever is left is 10, that was 90% of what's left. That means you have to add another addition that to make it to add another 10%. That will come out to be, based on our math today, another 1.1. Meaning, originally the amount of fruits that were here is 11.1. 10% of that is 1.1. That was Ma'aseh Rishon. You took out the Ma'aseh Rishon out of the 11.1. You took out 1.1. What's left? I left 10. Out of the 10, you take out one Ma'aseh Sheni. What you have left is 9. Now, in this case, the fruits include everything. They include the chulin, the Ma'aseh Rishon, and the Ma'aseh Sheni, that all Yisrael can eat. They're not asur ba'achila. So what is the total of what I have over here? The total that I have over here is 11.1. 9 chulin, 1 Ma'aseh Sheni, 1.1 Ma'aseh Rishon. So the Mishnah comes and says it in the math that was used those days. Oichel olov, achadasar iser, you have 11, it's not 11, it's 11.1. So that is echod mimea be'iser. As Reb Chaim explains, it means echod mimea from each iser. Because 1 out of 100 from each iser, and if I have 10 isarim, what do I have? I have in total a tenth of iser, because I have a 100th from each one, times 10 is a tenth of iser. Now as we'll see in the Gemara, it's still not exact, because 1.1 is not the exact amount. Because if you take 1.1, so what you have left is 9 times 1.1, right? Because you take 10%. So you have 9 times 1.1. 9 times 1.1 is 9.9, not 10. So the Gemara is going to mention it, that we don't have, we're not an exact measurement over here, but close enough. So again, let's see the Mishnah. Hameniach Isar Shel Ma'aseh Sheni. You see someone taking Isar Ma'aseh Sheni. That means he took already Ma'aseh Rishon. So what is the total of fruits that are okay, meaning the chulin, Ma'aseh Rishon and Ma'aseh Sheni? You have 11 Isar and 1 out of 100 of each one, which is a tenth. A total of 11.1. And the reason is because if you did Ma'aseh Sheni, you probably did Ma'aseh Rishon as well. But Chami says no. You say he see he did Ma'aseh Sheni, that means the Ma'aseh Sheni is fixed. I don't know if he did Ma'aseh Rishon. I still have to fix the Ma'aseh Rishon. I cannot rely on it that Ma'aseh Rishon is also done. There's the Mishnah of Mebeis Amud Aleph. If it's fruits that are tevel, so I'm assuming if the Amaretz did Ma'aseh Sheni, he probably did Ma'aseh Rishon. But if it's Zmai, so I know he did Ma'aseh Sheni, I don't know he did Ma'aseh Rishon. Meaning we talk about a case that Amaretz himself knows it's Zmai. So the Amaretz himself is doing this ala Sofik. So whatever I see he did, I'm assuming he did. Whatever I don't know, I'm holding like B'chamai, you still have to do Ma'aseh Rishon. Says the Gemara. So the first part of the Gemara goes to the beginning of the Mishnah. We learn in the beginning of the Mishnah that if a person put a Isar for Ma'aseh Sheni, but then the value of the fruits went that you could buy with this Isar of Pundyon. So if he ate half of the Isser, the other half is worth a Isser. So says the Gemara, Tani Reb Chiyo, Shnei Isserim Pundiyoin. Every Pundiyoin has two Isserim. That's the value. That's the exchange value. Our Mishnah said it. Someone put a Isser, money value, and he ate half of it, meaning fruits, he put fruits against half of it, and you left with half. Punyun goes somewhere else where you can buy with the same amount of money the value of a punyun of fruits, and he still has half left. The half that's left is worth a Isser. That means, what's the full value of a punyun? Two Isserim. So because he ate half, whatever is left is a half, and the half is worth a Isser. From here, you see that a punyun is two Isserim. That's all we bring here from our Mishnah, the value of the coin. Says the Gemara, now goes back to the end of the Mishnah, where we started the share with. So a person has one Isser of Maisa Sheni. The Cheshbon is that he has a total of 11.1 of everything which is Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, and Chulin. Says the Gemara, Shmuel Omar Lo Matzi Tanya. This Cheshbon is not exact. 11.1, meaning 11 and a tenth, that's not the right Cheshbon. And the Gemara now goes to explain it. The Gemara is going to explain it based on a simple method of doing Hafrosha. For every Isser that I have, I want to be mafresh and hit Meiser. So I take Meiser from somewhere else. Let's say I don't take the Meiser from the coin itself. I'm taking it from another place. So if I have one Isser of fruits and I want to take Meiser from it, I'll take from someplace else a tenth of an Isser to be Meiser. So well, that's not good enough. Why not? Because really, you don't take 10% on 100. You take 10% on 90. When I have fruits worth a Isser, out of that fruits, I take a 10%, that'll be my Isser, and I'm left with 90%. But here I have 100% of fruits, and I want to take my Isser on that. So I have to take a little bit more of my Isser, because I have to take also my Isser on the part, on the last 10% too. So the Gemara says, in Yosiv chad la'asaro, if I take 1 for 10, so then I still have left 1/10, which is not fixed. How do you fix that 1/10? So I take 1 of 100 for somewhere place else to fix that 1/10. That's still not good. Because I'm fixing only 90%, I'm still left with one that needs to be fixed. Take 1 out of 100. Now I have to take an additional 1/1000 to fix that last 10% of the tenth. And similarly, Yosef Chad Lef, you take 1 out of 1000. If I will take that 1/1000 to fix what's left, I'll still be remaining with that last 10% of what's left, which in order to fix that, I have to take 1 out of 10,000, and I have to go on and on and on. I'll never fix it completely. And all the Gemara is saying is what trying to demonstrate to us what the issue they have over here in the Mishnah. Because really, if you take modern math, it's very clear to understand it. For every 9, I have to do 1 Meiser. That's how it usually works. If I have 10 fruits, I take 1 fruit as Meiser, and I'm fixing 9. So every 9 is fixed by 1. So if I have 10 and I have to fix it, how do you fix it? You take the 10 and divide it into 9. What is 10 divided by 9 in modern math? 1.111111111. Meaning it's not divisible. And that's what the Gemara is saying. If I have 10, I want to be a fresh Meiser. If I be my fresh Meiser 1 out of the 10, I still have 1 which is not fixed. If I take a 10 to fix that, so I still have 1/10 of that which is not fixed. If I take 1 of 100 to fix that, I still have 1 of 100 which is not fixed. Vechule, vechule. So the Gemara is pointing out that the math is not exact. It's not divisible in whole numbers. It's always a fraction needs to be left. So going back to our Mishnah said that if I have 1 which is Maaser Sheni, that means I have 9 which is Chulin, and that means I have 1.1 of Maaser Rishon. So the Gemara, no, it's not 1.1. It's 1.111111. We're missing a little bit in order to have the full Maaser Rishon. Continues the Gemara and says, we're using the Gears of Reb Chaim, Bishile Loimrim, Bevadai Chadase, Ubedmai Asoro. That Bevadai, so then I assume the Maaser Rishon was also taken out. By Dmai, not. So it says, one time, Bakapo, Bein Bedmai, Bein Bevadai Chadasehim. Bakapo says, like Tanakam in the Mishnah, that you always assume the Maaser Rishon. This way. Says the Gemara, Bishilil, Kablazer. Bishilil means in the case of Vadai, so Bishilil going like a blazer. The what? The blazer Omar. Hanemar al Sheni, Nemar al Rishon. Whatever I'm assuming he did my Sheni, I trust that he did my Rishon as well. That's the basis of the Mishnah. So the more maybe not. Maybe here even Rabbanan agree. Maybe we treat it like we do the Tosefes Bikurim. Bikurim, you have to bring one fruit from the tree. If you add more, so that's an addition. But we make there on the more that comes as Tosefes Bikurim. Says the word of him, Gimel Amud Aleph. Ma Tosefes Bikurim necheles betaro upturim midmai. You eat it betaro, I mean, you keep it as Bikurim betaro. But you put it midmai enough to take out anything which is a Sofik Meiser. In other words, a more makel in it. So here, I'm more makel. I'm caring about my Ma'aser Sheni, but not my Ma'aser Rishon. The Lashon of the Gemara says of Chaim is coming from Maseches Dmai, where we use that Lashon that we said Nechol Mishu Sheni Upotor Min HaRishon. But really what it means in our Mishnah, that if you have Sheni, I'm assuming Rishon was done as well. Now there's Potter in Ma'aser Rishon, I'm assuming Ma'aser Rishon was already done. That's what it means. So meaning, Rabban Yo'll be makel by the Poyel. Usually, Rabbanon say, if someone did Ma'aser Sheni, not necessarily did Ma'aser Rishon. But by us, that it's a Poyel, and he sees the Baal HaBayis doing Ma'aser Sheni, Rabbanon will make the say to assume he probably did Ma'aser Rishon as well. So maybe Rabbanon and Rabbi Elazar are not arguing. Because of Chananya, and Rabbi Elazar says, no, this is the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, that if whoever I trust the Ma'aser Sheni, I trust the Ma'aser Rishon, Rabbanon that say, if I trust on Ma'aser Sheni, it doesn't mean I trust the Ma'aser Rishon, they'll argue on this Pesach of the Mishnah, and they'll say, even though you see the Baal HaBayis doing Ma'aser Sheni, he's not necessarily doing Ma'aser Rishon, like Bet Shammai said. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'aser Sheni, Daf Mem Beis.